Welcome to episode 284 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Today we continue Star Wars Week by meeting the Starkiller. Much of the story of Star Wars centers around Luke Skywalker, the dashing young hero from the backwater planet of Tatooine. Now, you know, I always find it weird that people refer to Tatooine as a backwater planet. I mean, after all, the whole planet is one big desert, not much water on that backwater planet.
I mean, what's the deal with that?
But Luke Skywalker wasn't always the main hero of the story. In fact, he wasn't even always a dude. An early script of the Star Wars called The Adventures of the Starkiller was quite a bit different from the Star Wars we know and love. A few iterations later, Lucas realized that he had written most of the women out of the script. In fact, at that point in the film, there was not a single female character in the whole leading cast. No Princess Leia, nothing. Now, Lucas really didn't like that idea and really wanted to balance out the characters. So to fix it, he turned Luke into a girl. If you look at a lot of the original art concepts for the film, you see this mysterious female. Now, this was a very, very early time in the process, mind you. No sets had been built, no one had been cast. Heck, the movie wasn't even really funded at that point. But the concept art from this period did inform the look of the film. A very, very iconic moment in Star Wars features some of our characters on a high cliff on Tatooine, looking down on the city of Mos Eisley. This image in the film can trace its roots directly back to a piece of concept art from this period, and since the male Luke character is so burned into our brains, it's easy to miss, but if you look closely, you'll see that indeed the character in the concept art is not a young man, but a young woman looking down from on high. The holidays are just around the corner, a time when you gather family and friends around and enjoy each other's company all the more. Of course, what better way to enjoy time spent with these folks than by playing board games? Join the Daily Brainwave next week as we crack open a few classic board games like Clue and Monopoly and take a look at the histories and stories surrounding them. Was Monopoly really created by a communist? And what exactly is a Yahtzee? Find out during Board Game Week, starting Monday, right here on the Daily Brainwave. Thanks for tuning in to episode 284 of the Daily Brainwave. If you like what you heard, please rate the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or however you find us. Share the Daily Brainwave with your friends, or contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we wrap up Star Wars Week by looking at the politics of a premiere.